good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today.
Sometimes it's okay to be the second hardest worker on the farm, especially when you're getting outworked by your John Deere Gator from P&K Equipment. Because we're telling you, these machines can flat-out work. No matter the task or terrain, these work-tough, play-tough, high-performance utility vehicles will do the job. And right now, you can get up to $500 off select model XUV Gators. Whether it's a long week of hard work or a long weekend of fun, your Gator's ready. You've got some land. It's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/28/16. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Well, livestock futures regained buyer support today as traders backed away from sharp losses, which left live cattle and lean hog futures with limit losses Friday and traded under pressure early today. Firm support started to develop, though, through the complex by midday, although there was uncertainty as to just how much follow-through support could develop through the end of the session. Corn prices were higher in light trade, with December corn futures about 7 cents lower per bushel. Light to moderate gains developed today, although the tone of the market still sluggish, despite the aggressive triple-digit surge in feeder cattle markets. October contracts held narrow gains, with prices holding under $100 per hundredweight, with a concern that additional long-term pressure may continue to develop through beef market fundamentals. Feeder cattle futures rallied sharply higher today after firm support quickly swept back into the complex. The movement in the market was focused on front-month futures, which pushed front-month October contracts higher. The rest of the complex, though, held gains of $1.65 to $1.80 higher. Trade remains moderate, though, through the complex, although the overall firmness in the market and lack of seller interest seen in late morning is pointing to renewed buyer activity clearly seen across the entire market. And grain futures were mixed today after choppy trade overnight following Friday's bullish reversals higher. While the September 1 grain stocks and small grain summary weren't really bullish, lack of bearish news let the markets move on and focus on harvest delays. Corn prices were slightly lower following two-sided trade overnight, showing ability to recover from initial profit-taking on the heels of Friday's bullish key reversal higher. Soybeans tried to hold steady today, followed by two-sided trade overnight. With Chinese traders off the market, they're faced with a vacuum this morning that should put traders' attention on the size of the crop. And wheat prices were mixed today. While winter wheat contracts started to edge lower, Minneapolis continued to lead the market after breaking out of its September trading channel last week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.